House Bill 1254, an act to revise how the motor vehicle excise tax is applied to certain vehicles.
House Bill 1254, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Jensen.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 1254 deals with excise tax on fertilizer spreaders. And Mr. Speaker, I should point out that contrary to popular belief, fertilizer spreaders does not in any way pertain to the members of this body. Yes. I thought a little humor was in order after that last debate. House Bill 1254, on a more serious note here, does revise how motor vehicle excise tax is applied to leased vehicles. And more specifically, leased vehicles refers to 32-9-3, which is fertilizer applicators, sprayers, terrigators, floaters, those type of vehicles. The bill applies to the excise tax on leased vehicles, which in the past has not been possible. The trend nowadays is to lease these large applicator machines, which sometimes can cost up to close to $300,000. In the past, co-ops and fertilizer companies have had to pay the entire excise tax on the total amount, the total cost of that vehicle. This bill allows them to just pay the excise tax on the amount of the lease. The bill is revenue friendly. At this point, it looks like it will be about a wash. There are only approximately 20 to 30 of these machines being leased across the state at the present time. It does allow co-ops to manage your cash flow a little better, and the state does eventually get their money out of these regardless of whether they lease them or buy them outright. There's always a buyout at the end of the lease. At that time, they would have to make up the rest of the excise tax. With that, I would urge your passage of this. It is kind of a fairness bill that allows these companies to lease vehicles and just pay their tax on the amount of the lease. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1254? Hearing no further remarks,
Mr. Speaker.
Where's that? Representative Jim Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, I rise to support Representative Jensen on House Bill 1254 and just would like to relate to you a little personal experience. I have served on a cooperative elevator board, and we have leased both terrigator floaters and sprayers. This is done by local elevator boards as a cash flow means. Although the leases are quite expensive, we do this because we do not have to come up with the $250,000 to $300,000 that these machines cost. Now, when you lease one of these big machines, the lease includes, and you also are paying tax on, the depreciation of that machine, the interest on that machine, and the paperwork on that machine. And this is the reason that it actually costs an elevator more in the end to lease them. Most of these are leased on a 3-year lease with a buyout in the end, and most of them are purchased in the end. But for cash flow reasons, we do appreciate having this option, and we would appreciate being treated the same as the pickup and car industry. So I urge you to support this bill. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on House Bill 1254? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1254. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1254.
Representatives Denifan, Valandra, Lang. Representatives Valandra and Lang. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, absent 2, excused 1.
House Bill 1254, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.